Welcome to Your Health Reset, where we address the real root causes behind health issues today to get you rapid results on your health journey so you can be who you came here to be, mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Sinclair Keneally, survivor of complex chronic illness, expert on resolving root causes, and co-founder of Detox Rejuvenation and Meditation RX. Let's get started. Welcome back to Your Health Reset with me, your host, Sinclair Keneally. Today, we are diving into die-off symptoms, what you might experience during a parasite cleanse. And for so many of you, I know you're already in the middle of dealing with your parasite challenges. So if you're in this audience, chances are you're pretty advanced in understanding your own body and you're on the hunt for lasting solutions, how to take back your own power, how to determine your health journey, how to make sure that you feel like who you really are. And unfortunately, that means that at some point, you're probably going to have to deal with the parasites that have been building up inside. So parasites are always here for a good reason, and we'll dive into that in another segment. This is part of an ongoing series about parasites, how to understand them, how to know if they're an issue for you, and what to do about them. But since so many of you are already in the trenches, right in the middle of a parasite cleanse, wondering what to do next, or you're in the middle of one of our gut reset courses, this is one of the top requested episodes from our students, so we wanted to get it to you soon. So let's talk about this. You are going to notice some very interesting themes as you go through a parasite cleanse, and there are both emotional responses and also physical symptoms at the same time. So let's unpack it a little bit. Many of the symptoms you're going to experience are actually just similar to the ones that, you know, are already letting you know, yeah, you have parasites. So that would be IBS and IBD, abdominal pain, diarrhea or constipation, bloating. That's a huge one. Food sensitivities and allergies. They can absolutely flare when you're going through a parasite cleanse and you're feeling the die-off symptoms. So all of the above can absolutely flare when you're right in the middle of your parasite cleanse. Your joint pain can flare, as can your chronic fatigue. Any sinus issues or localized parasite infections can flare anywhere within the body as you're going after them, including your sinuses, right? Brain fog can absolutely get worse in the meantime. You can have more difficulty concentrating, more sleep issues, a flare of your skin rashes, or a flare of acne. Even if you're not used to having acne, your histamine sensitivities may be more pronounced. And you may have, it's quite common to have increases in anxiety and depression. Michael and I used to joke because as he was going through the real thick of his parasite issues, he was getting out so much every day, you guys. Like, we were measuring his progress in feet per day of excretion, not did I get a worm out or not. It was tons of them. And how many feet did he get out today? He was getting sometimes 10 feet or more worth of parasite worms out per day. Now, of course, not all parasites are visible. So that's, of course, going to complicate things. It's by some estimates, 60 to 70% of the parasite genome, so to speak, are invisible to the naked eye. So you could be having any of these symptoms as you're having parasite die-off, as you're going through a parasite cleanse and not actually see fireworks in the toilet. But for Michael, he absolutely did. And so did I. And so do most people that come through our programs or in our practice. Because there's always an element of some kind of visible worm, a larger parasite that's acting as a toxin sponge. And yes, you're getting out the non-visible ones at the same time, or they're coming out afterwards. Once your body has more energy to deal with the systemic monocellular guys, we typically go after gut worms first, and then the monocellular guys as your body has the energy to handle them. Because it takes a lot of work to get these guys out. So it makes sense that you would have die-off symptoms as you're excreting them, right? So as you're doing a protocol that is hopefully drawing parasites out and not just doing the old hunt and kill style of things, because of course you're going to experience more symptoms doing that route. If you're drawing them out, they still have a consciousness. And unlike expelling other types of toxins, they fight back. So this isn't just about gently binding onto heavy metals and safely guiding them out the door without creating a retoxification event. This has an additional layer of complexity to it. Okay, these guys have a consciousness. They're going to fight back. They know what you're doing to them. They're so good at messing with your behavior, at creating food cravings, at driving your emotions up or down in response to giving them what they want, They're so good at disrupting your sleep that you may experience exacerbation of that on their way out the door. So just know that, because it takes the drama out of it. And once you move into the observer mode, you can start to be curious about the process instead of at the effect of it, at the tail end of it, so to speak. Because yes, not to get too graphic, but it's hard not to when it comes to parasites. Most of what is going to come out is going to come out through your bowels. So yeah, you don't want to be just at the tail end of it. You want to be observing and present for the process and leading the process, right? What does that look like? Be aware of the cycle that your body has. You're often going to experience a short-term flare of symptoms the day before a major excretion, for example, or perhaps just hours before. But most of our students experience a major emotional flare and even a skin or a joint or a gut flare, whatever their symptoms already are that they have that tend to be where their body gravitates to express distress. For some people, it's their skin. For some people, it's their gut. For some people, it's emotions or fatigue or joint pain. You typically have a system that is your signaling system to you that's, oh, okay, I got something coming on. And it's not just a, oh no, it's not just about poking the rose. Oops, I'm going too fast. I should get scared and back down. Oftentimes, there's a wisdom that you need to gather about how your system works, learning your own signals so that you can increase your capacity for short-term discomfort so that you can get through to the other side of parasite cleansing. Because I'm not going to lie to you, this is not always a fun process. I take pure joy and delight in it now that I'm on the other side of it. It's magical and mysterious and absolutely awe-inducing to me now. But when I was in the middle of it, it was pretty emotional and it was pretty overwhelming. And I had a lot of frustration with the process and I really didn't trust my body. So understanding that there's going to be a short-term flare before you do a major excretion and how common that is can help you to navigate it with greater ease, right? And you have some tools at your disposal that you may not even be aware of that could help you mitigate those symptoms and help you navigate through it. Yes, I'm going to talk about enemas, of course, on this list, because what we want to be doing is supporting drainage. And it costs the body so much energy to get out parasites. One German parasitologist who was a mentor of mine long ago, he said something that has always stuck with me. And that is, we are asking the body to offload and do most of the work. Yes, when it comes to parasites, we're giving the body antiparasitics. And we're also giving, hopefully, if you're nuanced and you're working with an advanced practitioner who can really work through this with you and give you lasting results, that should be part of a multi-layer protocol where every layer of the protocol is supporting the process of excretion, right? To minimize your symptoms and speed up results and make sure they last. However, all of those inputs are really only 15% of it. And your body, in fact, your immune system still has to do the majority of the work for killing off the bugs and excreting them. So that means you need to be in good shape. So one way to support the body in doing that is to consider what drainage support do you have on board? Do you have drainage support from the supplement perspective, but also from the physical and therapeutic perspective? Are you supporting your body to excrete? Are you keeping the doors open with bowel movement, with gentle bowel support, with gentle movements and stretches and abdominal massage to keep the colon moving while you're excreting, especially the bigger worms that can really fight back with some nasty symptoms? Are you using coffee enemas, especially because they're so good at helping the body move bile flow, right? And getting that gut motility going and supporting the body to excrete these larger worms. Remember that parasites excrete an enzyme as they die to actually speed up the process of their body breaking down, which means that every time a parasite dies, if you don't have the right support in your protocol, you're going to create a retoxification event. Because parasites are doing a job for us. That's why they were allowed to set up shop in the first place. They are our toxin sponges. And they do a phenomenal job of that. They just come at such a high cost that in the end, they must be expelled, right? You need to bring your own supportive systems, your own resilience back online, and you need to get rid of the excess of these guys so that your immune system can be back in charge once more. When parasites are running the show, your life can suck. And that's a technical term. because they're running your food cravings, your emotions, your energy level, your sleep cycle, and yes, all the other symptoms we've already mentioned beforehand. So of course they have to go. Yes, they're driving your weight up and creating, making it almost impossible for you to lose that excess weight. Or conversely, and this can be even more painful, they are keeping you from getting up to and maintaining a healthy weight so that you simply do not have the body mass and resilience to navigate life, to navigate your other health challenges. So they got to go. So drainage support can really help to lessen the common die-off symptoms. Coffee enemas are one way to do it. Water enemas, if you're extremely sensitive in the gut and you have a lot of gut pain, chamomile enemas are wonderful for soothing and supporting that gut motility so you can still excrete the parasites with a little less distress. And of course, you can support drainage from a movement perspective as well. We talked about abdominal massage. You can do vibration plate. You can do walking. Walking is so underrated for supporting you with parasites. Not the least of reasons, because your brain will reset and will dramatically lower the experience of what we call anxiety when you require it to resync up the left and right hemisphere as you walk or as you do other cross-crawl movements, for example, like playing catch. So if that's one of the symptoms that is really frustrating to you as you deal with a parasite cleanse and parasite die-off, make sure that you build into your daily routine things that actually support the body in recalibrating and releasing that anxiety. That can include tapping, right? That's one of my favorites. It's easier and faster for the body to release when you are actually supporting the nervous system to self-regulate, to draw back in to that parasympathetic dominant response, that rest, digest, and excrete. And yeah, you're going to get some signals from the gut as these guys die off that, ooh, I should get anxious. Ooh, I'm getting a lot of endotoxin dumping. Endotoxins are the poop and pee of parasites, and they absolutely fight back as they die. That's okay. Settle your nervous system back down. Create a sense of safety. Do the butterfly tapping. I love this one. You can even do havening, right? You can use weighted blankets. And there are a lot of vagal nerve exercises that we cover in another episode. Absolutely listen to that one because it's so good as a cheat sheet for you. So let's consider what else happens as parasites die off. We talked about drainage support. We talked about nervous system support. You want to think about mitochondrial support. This is one of the biggest ones we see overlooked. And I have no idea why, because it's such a quick win. I don't know why people are torturing themselves or their patients and clients without enough mitochondrial support. Your mitochondria have already gone into what we know now as called the cell danger response, thanks to the wonderful work of Dr. Robert Nabio. And he did a phenomenal job of actually looking at what happens to the mitochondria when you're under distress. Could be life stress, a toxin, or an injury. Your body responds the same. And so the mitochondria slow down, right? And they go into signaling mode. Hey, we need some help over here. Hey, we really could use some resources. We're in trouble. But if the whole body is doing that, then we have an issue, right? So we want to wake up the mitochondria, let them know it's safe to detox, that they have the resources they need to get moving again, to get more active, get more efficient, proliferate more. So what helps with that? We've got a lot of supplements that can do that work. We also have red light, right? Sunlight. There's a lot of wonderful ways to support the mitochondria. Pick your favorite one and make sure you have it covered to help reduce your die-off symptoms and increase as needed to reduce your die-off symptoms. There's a real art to this. We talk about this in depth in our protocols, in Rapid Gut Reset, in our practice, but this is absolutely enough to keep you going. So let's talk about what else might happen, right? So we need drainage support. You're going to have your flare-up of your symptoms, right? So it's tempting to combat the symptom. Oh no, a headache. I need to take Advil or something. But remember, headaches are often a drainage issue, especially when it comes to parasite. Oh no, look at my rash. I need to get steroids for my rash. Well, but that's only going to create greater problems, right? Immune suppressive opens the door to parasites. Very hard to kick parasites when you're actually tying one or both hands of the immune systems behind their back, its back, with this use of steroids. So instead of combating the symptom and vilifying the symptom, think systemically. Because really, we've already covered pretty much all the factors that matter the most. Emotional support, nervous system regulation, mitochondrial support, drainage support. So pick your favorite way to increase support in each of those categories and watch your experience of your parasite cleanse transform and become much more livable. Of course, you're going to still get the flares. Remember that story I started to tell at the beginning of Michael? We get this huge flare of anxiety, of frustration, of skin issues, of digestive issues the day before he did a huge parasite dump. So he's taking his antiparasitics, rolling along. We're measuring his progress in feet every day. And then the day before a big dump, he would get extremely overwhelmed. It would be like the printer would stop working and he would like melt down. All printers everywhere. All Apple computers everywhere are dumb. Printing is dumb. Okay, let's just remember what's really going on here. And we learned to laugh about it because we could see the pattern. This is what you have a choice about. You can approach this with grace. Maybe it's only a little bit of grace. Maybe it's not every day you can achieve grace or humor. But we want to shorten the cycle between flare and freak out and then finding grace. It could be 10 years. It could be 10 days. It could be 10 minutes. It could be 10 seconds. Oh, look, I did it again. There I had a disproportionate reaction. Okay, that's good to be aware of. I am observing my system. I'm aware that I'm feeling taxed. I'm aware that I'm feeling overwhelmed. Wow, I'm aware that I'm tearing up as I'm being gentle with myself about this. It's going to be okay. This is short term. Lots of people get through this. They're not necessarily any smarter than me. They're just farther along. I don't have to be the smartest at this. I don't have to be the best. I just have to keep going. My body knows what to do. It just needed some help, and it took me a long time to learn the right signals, to understand the signals, and learn the right tools. But it's going to be okay now. I'm on my path. This is short term. This is short lived. Oops, another flare. Oopsies, diarrhea. Oopsies, shit my pants. Oopsies, yelled at my mother-in-law. We can be really harsh with ourselves, or we can be really gentle and create space for healing. And really, the choice is up to you. So just know, if you're on this path, we know exactly what you're going through. And there are so many people in our community who know exactly what you're going through. You're never alone. You might be the only person you know who's going through this. And you might feel a little insane. And that's okay. That's part of the process too. Because one of the biggest benefits of going through this is learning to trust yourself and your own resilience and learning the capacity to see something through even when it's uncomfortable. Because on the other side is a deeper experience of who you really are. And I'm sorry, but it's phenomenal. And it's so worth it because there's greater equanimity, greater resilience, greater vitality, and you are unfuckwithable on the other side of this deep work. So we're cheering you on. You're not alone. You got this. Here are some great ideas to keep you moving when you're in the middle of a parasite cleanse. And we'll see you back with another episode in this series all about parasites.
Thanks for listening. Go to detoxrejuvenation.com to find the links in the show notes to everything we covered in this episode. Please subscribe, review, and share with other humans who need this precious information. Let's help each other. Until next time, love, Sinclair.